If you have your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41, verse 14. And the Bible says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and shaved him, and he shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kind, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kind came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and ill-flavored kind did eat up the first seven kind, fat kind. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I woke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. And behold, seven ears, withered, thin, and blasted from the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears, and I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are seven years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and favored kind that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I've spoken to Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, that is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. And let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a golden chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And he cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, a time to prepare. A time to prepare. If we look at this thing as kind of intro, we see a look at the future. Amen. We see a look at the future. So what was taking place, Jacob or Israel, amen, as the Lord changed his name, they had come into the land of Canaan, praise God. And of course the Bible calls it a land of promise. Amen. But what the land of Canaan is, now listen to me, it's not a perfect place, it's not heaven, but it's a place of preparation. It's a place where we can come together and prepare to be one of God's little children. A place where He helps us to love Him and care for Him, to realize what we have, praise God, in Jesus our Lord and God our Heavenly Father. So we see Joseph, and you know the story. Joseph was sold into bondage by his brother. And Joseph, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's who Joseph is. He's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that in the being rejected by his brethren. Amen? The Lord came to his own knew him not. Amen? Praise God. That's what it said in John chapter 1, verse 11. So we see Joseph, he was rejected by his brethren. He was sold into bondage. Praise God. He was taken in to become, he would end up being a Potiphar's servant. Praise God. In Potiphar's house, where he had come under persecution. You know the story, the Paul Harvey version. The Potiphar's wife would try to get him to lay with her, and he fled, left his coat there, and he ended up in prison. Praise God. But praise God, ain't you glad that God Almighty is still working in the life of a child of God? God's always there. God's always taking care of situations. So we see that Joseph is taken captive. He's sent down into Egypt. Now, Egypt is a type of the world. Amen? Praise God. But it wasn't by accident that Joseph was sent down there. It was for such a time as this. They was a little queen like that. Her name was Esther. Praise God, when it rocked on and Haman was going to kill all the Jews. Praise God, her uncle sent word to her. And he said, for such a time as this, praise God, listen, I want to say this morning, for such a time as this, you're not here by accident. Every one of us is here on purpose, because this is what God has planned for you and planned for me. It's the obstacles that we face, it's the things that we know, but most of all, it's the Spirit of God that lives in our heart that'll help us to get through every situation. It'll help us get through every circumstance, and we can come out shouting the victory on the portals of glory before the throne of grace one day in a little while. Amen. So we see Joshua tells his brethren in Genesis chapter 45, verse 6 said that for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. But he says this in verse number 7, Genesis 45, and God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the land, or in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that a perfect type of Jesus Christ, our Savior? Praise God. He was sent into this world not to condemn the world, but through Him we might be saved. Praise God. Salvation is of the Lord. Bless His holy name. I'm glad it's that way. You say, well, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying this morning, praise God, it's a time to prepare. It's a time to get ready for a great going home. Amen. And Brother Charles talked about this morning, one day in a little while, are we going to get to step out of this place into the portals of glory and go home to be with our loved ones that's gone on before. Amen. Well, I'm excited about that, ain't you? What glory we shall behold when we get there. So we see Pharaoh's dream, and they called the magicians to him, and they couldn't interpret. They said, we don't have a clue what's going on. We don't have a clue what's taking place. And then one had been in the prison house with Joseph, who had been set free. Praise God. Joseph said, when you get out, he said, don't forget me. Remember me. What had come to his mind, a man in Joseph who had told him the interpretation of his dream. He said, Pharaoh said, I know a man, praise God, down at the prison house, praise God, Hebrew, that can, glory, hallelujah, ain't you glad our Savior was a Hebrew? Ain't you glad our Savior was a Jew? Bless His holy name. What a God we have. You say, preacher, why is that so excited? Because the Hebrew, the Jew, was a called out people, called out for God Almighty to do the work and the will of God Almighty Himself, to walk upon the earth and to lift up the name of our Heavenly Father everywhere that they went. Amen. Joseph was no different. Joseph's no better. He called before Pharaoh, and he comes, he cleans himself out. Now remember, he's down there in the jailhouse. He's down there in the prison house. And they call him out, they bring him forth out of the dungeon. Amen. Praise God. He'd been in the dungeon. You say, well, preacher, if I got caught in the dungeon, I'd forget all that. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that Jesus didn't. I'm glad that Joseph didn't. Amen. He kept his mind, he's focused on God Almighty. He knew what God had done. He knew God put him there, God bring him out. And for such a time as this, a time to prepare. God was preparing him. God was getting him ready, praise God, for something bigger. An event, praise God, that was coming down the pike. Praise God, that nobody knew about but God Almighty. Listen, I won't say God's preparing us. A time to prepare us right now. We need to be getting ready. We need to be looking around. Praise God, we need to be loving each other, lifting up the name of Christ everywhere that we can. People are hopeless and they're looking for hope. Amen. We need hope this morning. You need hope. I need hope. People need hope. Praise the Lord. So they brought Joseph in before Pharaoh. Amen. And he tells him, he said, well, he rehearses this here. He said, I've had a dream. Amen. He said, I've heard that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. I want you to notice what Joseph does. And Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. So we see what Joseph does, praise God. And Joseph gives he's got a testimony. Amen. What does he do? First thing he does when he opens his mouth, he's a testimony. He said, "Hey, I can't do this. I don't know nothing about it. There's no power in me to tell you anything." He said, "But there's a God of heaven, the good God of glory. He can help you. He can tell you, praise God. He can speak peace to your heart." Amen. Glory to God. Boy, if we could just go out in the highways and the hedges, compel them to come in and tell them God of heaven, good Lord of heaven, can speak peace to their heart. Wouldn't it be nice to have peace? Wouldn't it be nice to have joy down in your soul? Praise God. Unspeakable joy, unspeakable peace. Praise God. That comes from the Lord. Bless His name. A time to prepare. Instead, Pharaoh begins to tell him his dream about the fat kine. Now, these kine are cattle. That's literally another word for cattle. So there's some fat cattle come up out and they're in the meadow, they're grazing. He said, then they some lean kine, some lean cows come out. And said, them lean cows, they come out and they eat up them fat cows, but yet their countenance is not changed. They're just still lean and scrawny and battered looking. And then he said, they some corn comes up. He said, they some corn comes up, praise God, and it's a magnificent look on. Great ears, full and good. But then he said, there's seven ears that come up, praise God. He said, they're withered and thin and blasted of the east wind. And they sprung up after them. And said, the withered corn, praise God, it devours the seven good ears. Amen. And Pharaoh said, I told it to my magicians. Hello? He said, I told it to my magician, but there was none that could declare it to me. Amen. He said, the soothsayers, the magicians, the people of earth, the scholars of the time, the people that were supposed to be in the know. Amen. Does this sound familiar? We're living in a day and era. There's a lot of magicians. There's a lot of sorcerers. There's a lot of, what they do, they spread deceit and falsehoods. They make things up to make it, to try to appease the mind. To appease the flesh. Hello? Praise God. And they do that because they don't like the truth. But the Bible says the truth will make you free. And when you're free in Christ Jesus, praise God, you're free indeed. Amen. But he said they couldn't explain it to me. They couldn't expound what was taking place, what the dreams was. See, Pharaoh had dreamed about the kine and he woke up. And he went back to sleep and he dreamed again about the corn. Amen. He woke up again and his mind was fuzzy. He couldn't imagine what it meant, what it represented. And Joseph said unto him, he said, praise God, these two dreams are one. They're one dream. He said, God revealed it to you so that you can know what's going to happen in the future. We see again in verse 25 that Joseph testifies of God Almighty. He said, God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Amen. So Joseph testifies again. He lets Pharaoh know, listen to me, that God is in control. Amen. It's what God is about to do. He says, hey, listen, what God wants to tell you, he said, they're both the same. Both the dreams is the same because God wants you to know what he's about to do. Amen. Ain't you glad you know what God's about to do? You say, preacher, we ain't got a clue. We do. God said, praise God, we're going to live in this world. We're going to receive Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're going to wax it. Praise God, the world's going to wax old in him. He said it's going to get worse and worse. And it's a physical realm, praise God. But for a child of God, it'll get better and better. And we go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day we'll outstrip and we'll go on to be with the Lord. Praise his name. He said there's going to be 7 years of plenty. He said then there's going to be 7 years of famine. In verse 28, he said, this is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. He says, he testifies again. He said, what God is about to do, he showeth unto you. Amen. He said, what God's about to do, he testifies of God again. His greatness, his glory, praise God, and what he's able to do. He said, what he's going to do, he's telling you about. Praise the Lord. He said, there shall rise after them 7 years of famine. There's going to be 7 years of good, 7 years of plenty in the land of Egypt, and Egypt, top of the world. Hello? He said, then there's going to be 7 years of famine, and the plenty shall be forgotten in all the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. Amen. Are you hearing it? Hearing what God's speaking? Not much different from the day and hour that we're living in. Amen. They said the other day in a farm report that we're losing thousands of little farms every year. Not hundreds, not tens and hundreds, but thousands of little farms every year. What happens when we lose all of our little farms? We starve ourselves out. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be back in our little farm. We ought to be helping them. I tell you, it's hard to be a farmer today. Amen. If you can't grow your own feed, if you can't grow your own hay, you can't make no money on it. All you can about do is hope that you can survive and have the things that you need there that you can eat yourself, praise God, to get by. Hello? He said these things are coming to pass. That the grievous time, and he said not only grievous, but very grievous. And in verse 32 it says, For that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. He said, because it's been established by God, because God told you twice, praise God, He wants you to see the urgency of the time. That now is the time to prepare. Now is to get ready. Now is to be ready, praise God, because we're running out of time. He said, we don't want to wait, praise God, through all the good, and it get in the bad, praise God. He said, we need to be preparing now. Amen. Need to be getting ready now for something that's taking place in the future. He testifies again of God. He said, God will shortly bring it to pass. Amen. There's a whole lot of things that God's going to bring to pass in just a little bit. These things are working out in the world today. Praise God, that or to open our eyes and help us to realize, praise God, we are living in the last days of dispensation of grace. We need to get in, love the Lord with all of our heart, praise God, seek Him, praise God, in our lives and try to do something to bring glory to His name. Amen. So he said, let Pharaoh gather together, they do this, and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let him gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh and let him keep food in the cities. Amen. He said there needs to be plenty and it needs to be close. Hello? Amen. It ain't going to help you if it's way over yonder. It ain't going to help you if they're growing our food over in China. Amen. Praise God, we need that food where we can get to it. Amen. Kind of makes you proud of what's taking place. I mean, we've been under a lot of duress over the last month. It was a month last Friday, this past Friday, and Hurricane Helena went through here. But praise God, God has poured out blessings in abundance. Praise God, we ought to be receiving those blessings unto ourselves. We ought to bring them into storehouse where God Almighty can get glory out of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord brought this to my heart. And I said, Lord, for such a time as this, maybe a time to prepare, to get ready. And God's pouring out manna on us. Hello? I know people, listen to me. I'm just like you. I'm prideful. I said, you know, these people that's a whole lot worse off than me. You know, let them have it. But these people out there that right now can't get to it. Amen. So if we can get it, I'm not talking about hoarding it up, I'm talking about having it so that we can pass it out in a liberal fashion to those, praise God, during a time of famine, during a time of peasant, during a time of hardship, so we can help these folks. Amen. Somebody said, I think this morning in Sunday school, said, you know, pack you up a nice little box and have it in your car so that you, when you see somebody in need, amen, just take it and give it to them. Amen. Don't even, take it and set it on their porch. Amen. So here, God just, here's your blessing from the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. How God could touch hearts and lives to the saving of their souls. Amen. A time of preparation. Praise the Lord. He said, seek out these things, that the food shall be for store in the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, top of the world, that the land perish not through famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? Amen. Talking about Joseph, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we find one like him? No, not at all. He said, in whom a man in whom the Spirit of God is. Now, wait a minute. Something had to happen to old King Pharaoh. Amen. When Joseph was testifying and magnifying God and giving him glory, Pharaoh saw something in this young man's life. Praise God. And he said, God, to God be the glory. Is there a man in the whole kingdom, praise God, that's got the Spirit of God on him like Joseph? Amen. What he recognized not only Joseph, but he recognized the Spirit of God, the mighty Spirit of God. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Kind of sounds like my Savior. How about yours? Amen. My Savior knows everything. He said, thou shalt be over my house. Sounds like the Lord Jesus Christ. Over the house of the Father. Amen. Praise God. And according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt, a type of the world. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of glory. Amen. The Lord of hosts. That's who He is. And we see Joseph, praise God, a time to prepare. He was getting a preparing just like Jesus did to give himself, to offer himself as a sacrifice for humanity. Amen, praise God. A time to prepare. Amen. The one that would come into power. Do you see Jesus as He come into power? Amen. He came humbly riding on a foal of an ass. Praise God. But he received power from the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Praise God. He said, Pharaoh said unto him, discreet and wise. He said, thou art be over my house. According to the word shall all thy people be ruled. Only in the house of the throne. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I set thee over all the land of Egypt. The power is magnified in him. He receives power from Pharaoh. Amen. Praise God. He said, nobody going to have more authority, more power than you. Amen. Listen, I wonder who's got the power and authority in our lives today. Amen. It ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He ought to have the power. He ought to have the authority. See, what He offers Him is the authority, praise God, to do those things. Look at verse 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paniah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar. Amen. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Now here the Lord Jesus Christ, He's empowered, He's given authority over the whole land. Amen? Over the whole land. And in the process, guess what He gets?
He gets a Gentile wife. Amen. Does that sound familiar? The Lord Jesus Christ, He come, praise God, to get Him a Gentile wife. He come when his own forsook Him. He came to his own received Him not, so He turned to the Gentile, to me and you, praise God, to take Him a wife out of the world. Amen. Joseph, a type of Lord Jesus Christ, He comes and He has the power, He has the authority, amen, to become a relative of authority, of power, of royalty. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh. Does that remind you anybody? When Jesus began His ministry, to walk and minister on this earth, He was 30 years old. Amen. Praise God. Wise and wisdom, praise God. He's a man of renown. God began to use Him, began to speak through Him. So we see the authority. We see the Gentile bride. We see that He goes out into the world. Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. That's what Jesus did. He came and He walked in this world, praise God. A God man. Amen. He proclaimed the kingdom of God Almighty. He began to magnify the Lord of heaven. Began to give God glory. He left the throne of grace, praise God. Came down and it was born in flesh like me and you. But yet He knew no sin. It's a perfect time, praise God, a time and a place. Joseph said it's a time and a place for what needs to be done. He said when the trouble becomes evident, when it's worldwide, when it's expanding out everywhere. He said they have brought this, he said let's bring the manna in, let's bring it into every place, every city, so it'll be plenteous. Look what he says in verse 55. Pharaoh, he said, and when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Amen. Praise God. In time of trouble, praise God, people begin to cry out. They begin to cry out to God. But I want to ask you, why do we wait till we get in such a bind before we cry out? Why do we wait till we get in such situations before we cry out to God? We ought to be crying out every day. We ought to be putting ourselves into the hands of the Almighty God. I was coming down the road the other day and I was thinking about that, praise God. He said that we're in His hand. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be trusting that mighty hand of God to help us in every situation, every day of our lives. Amen. Joseph did. Jesus did. We're no better than they are. Praise God. We ought to be looking unto Him. So when that worldwide trouble comes, listen to what Pharaoh says to him. He said, go unto Joseph. Amen. He said, when the trouble comes, church, listen to me. He said, just go to Jesus. That's what we got to do. When the troubles come, when hardships come, when trials are present, praise God, just go to the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows all our troubles. He knows all our sorrows. Amen. He's acquainted with grief. Hello? He knows how to handle those situations, so we got to go with Jesus. Amen? We got to go to Him. He said, go unto Joseph. Amen. We go to Him. He said, well, preacher, if we go to Him, then what do? We go to Him, and then He says, here, listen to what He says. He said, go unto Joseph, and what He saith to you. Amen? So we go to Him. We got to go to Jesus. We got to listen to Him. Because if we go to Him, praise God, we already expect Him to speak to us. Now, I'm not talking about in and out an audible voice like we're talking this morning. Praise God, He speaks to us in our spirit. Amen? He speaks to us in our spirits and He gives us love and guidance and He shows us the right way. His way, praise God. He shows us the way of righteousness for His name's sake. So we can walk therein. He said, go to Jesus, go to Joseph. And what He says, we've got to listen to Him, praise God. And saying what He saith to you. Now notice it's a personal thing. Hello? It ain't for mama and daddy, mama and papa only. But it's for me and you. It's for you and I. Amen. Praise God. When God's speaking to us, we got to be willing to listen. And He said when He speaks to us, we do it. Amen? So we're talking to God. And Jesus told us, now our approach to God, He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. So Pharaoh said, they said, hey, listen, we got need. We don't know what's going on. He said, well, you need to take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus alone. Remember the song? Praise God. Just take it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask God, let Him know about your troubles. Let Him know about sorrow. Let Him know about the things that's bearing on your soul. And ask Him to help us. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. And we go to Him, we take it to Him, praise God, and He begins to work on it. And then He begins to show us what to do. Amen? Praise God. What do we do today? We pray. Today is a time to prepare, time to get ready. Amen? Because it's about going home time. Praise God. It's about going home. It's about time to get out of here to go be with the Lord. Praise God. Because He said the famine was all over the face of the earth. There's a famine all over the face of the earth today. Not only for food, but there's a famine of hearing. There's a famine, praise God, of the grace of God and the mercy of God and the passion and compassion of God. There's a famine in the land. Amen. There's a spiritual famine. Amen. Praise God. That's why things are so messed up. Amen. Because there's a spiritual famine in the land. All over the land. But listen to what he says. When all the countries came unto Egypt to Joseph. Amen. For to buy corn. Every nation came to Egypt to buy corn. The whole world. It gathers itself. The whole world gathers itself, Lord Jesus. Could you imagine what the world would be? What a utopia we'd have if everybody would just come to Lord Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin. Trust in Him, praise God. God could pour out His blessings. Every one of us come up under the spout where the glory comes out and just shout and praise and give God praise every day. Man, it can happen. Praise God. When we bring it to the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, all the countries of the world came into Egypt to Joseph. Amen. What happens when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come to the Lord and we pray the Father, praise God, for His blessings, His help, and His hope? The Bible says in verse 56 that He opens the storehouse. Amen? He opens the storehouse of blessings. And we partake of all that's in the storehouse of God. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a Cobaptist shout. Praise God. In other words, God doesn't hold nothing back, praise God. When we come to God Almighty through Jesus Christ, our Savior, He opens up the storehouse. I praise God. He pours out on purpose the blessings of God. What a Savior. What a Lord. Amen. Praise God. And when he said that one day He will be received by the whole world. Hello? The whole world, praise God, come to Him one day. They won't have no choice. Because He's going to have power. He's going to have that authority. They praise God. He's going to be the high potentate of the time. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. That's my Savior. That's my Lord. He's going to be the high potentate of the land. There'll be nobody. Hey, they ought to be nobody now. Nobody more powerful. Nobody more authority. Nobody more love. Nobody with more hope to have and give than Jesus Christ our Savior. He is the Lord God of glory. Amen? And we ought to just come to Him today. Praise God. Pharaoh said, he said, go unto Joseph. Amen? We ought to go to Jesus. We ought to go to Jesus, praise God, every day without hindrance. Amen? Without exception. Praise God. And so we ought to listen to Him. Hear what He says to us. Amen? You know, if you read your Bible just a little bit, praise God, God will speak to you. Amen. He'll speak to you, praise God, just as clear, as audible, praise God, as I'm speaking to you today. He'll speak to your heart. He'll give you guidance and help. He'll love on you. He'll give you opportunities to know more about Him. Praise God. He said, you can do what I tell you. He said, you can do what you need to do to bring glory and honor to our Heavenly Father. Amen. What better way to become a child of God? What better way, praise God, to proceed is just trust Him. Trust Him and obey, because there's no other way, no better way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And Joseph would tell his brother when he come, he said, all this has taken place. Because Jesus wants to preserve you a posterity in the land. Amen. God wants to have a remnant of His people in the land. Wouldn't it be good to know that, praise God, that we are a remnant unto God Almighty? Praise God. Oh, Isaiah preached and he said, Lord, send me. And he went and preached and he preached and preached. And he said, Lord, how long? He said, I preached, there ain't nobody listening. But God said, listen, go ahead, just preach the word without habitation. He said, I'm going to deliver you a remnant. The sad part is everybody won't get in. The sad part is everybody won't get in. But God said, I will preserve a remnant. And the remnant that God has, we need to be preparing to be a help to those that need to get in so that we can see them saved. So that we can show them the place of protection in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they won't have to go out without hope. It'd be a terrible thing to be without hope in this world in which we live. But ain't you glad today that we have hope in Lord Jesus Christ? You have hope. Amen. Praise God. In the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Have hope in God the Father, who loves us and cares about us. See, Joseph was telling Pharaoh, he said, you're looking into the future. Amen. We can look into the future right now, praise God, and realize that we need some help. We need some hope. We need some encouragement. So he said, we need to go to Lord Jesus Christ. We're no better than they were. We need to go to Lord Jesus Christ. We need to ask Him to help us. To help our people, our families, our churches, our homes, our communities, our nation. Amen. That we would persevere so that God Almighty could preserve Him a posterity. Amen. In the earth. A posterity. A remnant of people that love Him. You know, sometimes it seems like that there ain't very many of us left. Amen. A lot of people say that they love the Lord, but their fruit's not there. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad it's like old Elijah when he thought he was the only one. He said, Lord, I'm the only one left. He said, no, Elijah. He said, I've got 7,000 that's never bowed the knee to Baal. He said, Elijah, you ain't the only one. There's lots of you out there. There's a remnant. And I'm going to use you and them to bring glory and honor to my name. Praise God. He said, it's a time to prepare. It's time to get ready. Listen, famine's coming. Hardship's coming. A famine for the Word of God, it's coming. They would like now, hey, if certain ones were in power, they'd like right now nothing better than to shut the church down and take your Bible. Amen? Are you hearing me? We need to wake up. We need to be vigilant. We need to be preparing now to take control. To say, you know what? What we need to do about it, we need to seek the Lord Jesus. Amen. Just like Pharaoh said to the people of the world. He said, you need to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to listen to what He said and you need to do what He says. Lifting up the name of our Savior to a lost and a dying world. People make goofy decisions when they're not saved. Amen. They do things contrary to the Word of God. It's time that we got back to trust the Lord, to listening to what He says. To live in according to this blessed old book. Our old King James Bible. Praise God. Living in the authority and power of an almighty God. That's what He said we need. He said we need to be preparing. He said the time to prepare is right now to get ready. Let me just say this in closing. All these supplies and stuff out here, we don't need to be greedy about it, but we need to, they're there, we need to get them. These places begging people to come get stuff. We need to go get it. Are you hearing me? You need to go get it. You need to make you up a pantry. Then make you up some boxes. Amen? We got boxes. We look like Jim. We got boxes all over the house, praise God, where we brought stuff in, brought stuff out. And our high fire yard's full of boxes. Amen? Praise God. That's all right. But box them up. Box up blessings. Be a blessing to somebody. Praise God. Prepare. Now's the time to prepare. Now's the time to get ready. Amen. We don't know what's coming. Amen. After November the 5th, we don't know. They're talking about riots and everything else, crazy, foolish stuff. But to God be the glory. See, we're not trusting that. We're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and His power, His might. We're calling upon Him, we're listening to Him, and we're doing what He says to do. Love our neighbor as Jesus loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. That's what's required of us.